Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. This is day 22. My name is Hunter, and this podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading is from Genesis chapter 40, verses 1 through 15. Then we finish our reading in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. You know, Joseph was in prison now, but he kept a good attitude and remained useful to God. Let's read and find out how God used Joseph even while he was in prison. Genesis chapter 40. Sometime later, Pharaoh's chief cupbearer and chief baker offended their royal master. Pharaoh became angry with these two officials, and he put them in the prison where Joseph was, in the palace of the captain of the guard. They remained in prison for quite some time, and the captain of the guard assigned them to Joseph, who looked after them. While they were in prison, Pharaoh's cupbearer and baker each had a dream one night, and each dream had its own meaning. When Joseph saw them the next morning, he noticed that they both looked upset. "Why do you look so worried today?" he asked them. And they replied, "We both had dreams last night, but no one can tell us what they mean." "Interpreting dreams is God's business," Joseph replied. "Go ahead and tell me your dream." So the chief cupbearer told Joseph his dream first. "In my dream," he said, "I saw a grapevine in front of me. The vine had three branches that had begun to bud and blossom, and soon it produced clusters of ripe grapes. I was holding Pharaoh's wine cup in my hand, so I took a cluster of grapes and squeezed the juice into the cup. Then I placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." "This is what the dream means," Joseph said. "The three branches represent 3 days. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift you up and restore you to your position as his chief cupbearer. And please remember me and do me a favor when things go well for you. Mention me to Pharaoh so that he might let me out of this place, for I was kidnapped from my homeland, the land of the Hebrews, and now I'm here in prison. But I didn't do anything to deserve it." Wow, Joseph was in jail for doing the right thing. He had every reason to complain and to become bitter, but instead Joseph chose to work hard and to do his best. He was put in charge of the other prisoners, and that's how Joseph learned about the dream of the cupbearer, and later a baker. When life's not going your way, you can complain, or you can choose to have a good attitude and do your best. Which do you think is the most pleasing to God? This is what James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says. "Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. You know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." How about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I hope you join me. Until that time, go forward in God's joy, and go forward knowing this, that even when things are not going well, we can have a good attitude, and God will be honored, and God will use it to produce good things in our life. And remember this too, you are loved. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.